T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thanks for everybody showing up today.
Lawrence Holmes' turn. He's mad at me because I didn't recognize the Homestead Grays hat. It's a baseball theme. He's got the Homestead Grays hat and a tribute to the first baseball team I ever loved, the Southside Hitmen of 1977.
I'm shocked at you, Dan.
I didn't know it. I thought it was Georgetown.
I'm shocked.
It's gray with a navy blue G, and it's just a block G. I did not know.
Unbelievable. I expect this thing for Rich Campbell, but from you, Dan?
I am not a Negro Leagues expert. I would know it was the Chicago Americans. I know that they had, and I know of the Homestead Grays. I just couldn't identify their hat.
D.C. area? Am I out on a limb with that? Homestead Grays?
Pittsburgh,
okay.
That was Josh Gibson's team.
Okay.
It's fine. This concludes our Negro Leagues conversation with you two. Rich, how you been, man?
I'm good. It's been a good offseason to be a Bears reporter because, yes, they had a defensive coordinator search, but they didn't spend. They had no first or second round draft picks, so everything was pretty quiet, and the drama sort of pulled back a little bit here.
Oh, some closure here, because I mentioned this is something that I wanted to get to. I don't want the show to end without me bringing this up.
Okay.
The new outside linebackers coach.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it Ted Monachino?
Ted Monachino.
And you wrote this, and he was talking about Khalil Mack and expressing how excited he is and how pleasantly surprised he is to see how good Khalil Mack has been when dropped into coverage. And I read that. I dropped the paper on the kitchen counter, and I screamed. And my daughter said, "What is wrong with you?" And I said, "They're doing it wrong. I don't want him going that way. You're the outside linebackers coach. Meet Khalil Mack. Point him this way. Send him there. Not backward, forward."
And I know you picked up...
And twirling toward freedom.
I know you picked up the paper again and read the second paragraph of the quote, which was, "Now, let's be real, this does not suit our defense in the
best
way.
We want him wrecking games."
Yes.
But why offer that then?
I know.
I don't want you excited. Hey, look at him dropping coverage.
You know why? Because... the three of us have all spent time as beat reporters in the NFL.
Yes.
It's May.
I know. It's still May.
That's
mad.
Why. Because none of this stuff matters.
Well, but if he thinks that's a, he does drop in coverage pretty better than we thought. I don't care.
So the question was asking him to elaborate on things that were surprising him about Khalil. So if you have a new coach coming in and you say, "Well, what do you already know about Khalil Mack?" Yeah, well, he's a,
He
whips tackles, and I've seen all the gifs of him throwing tackles around. But the one thing I didn't know was how he sees coverage. And so you go, okay, great. Don't use that. That's great. Don't use that part of
what
it.
What I want to hear is he's really good at making paper airplanes.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. That's fine.
He's really good at yoga.
Okay. We saw him play a little basketball. We saw him in the Bulls uniform at the gym in his house.
But again, May.
Okay.
That's why the running gag on my show, Rich, has been that I don't want to do the Is Mitch Trubisky Good show. Now, we are going to do it during All-Star break. We have made up our mind that July 8th through the 11th, every single show will have at least one element of Is Mitch Trubisky Good. I'm going to call you and I'm going to say, "Rich, all I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you, how good is he?"
Okay.
And then you're going to go, and then that's going to be that. But it's May, and it's exciting because it's the Bears, and the Bears were good last year, so it gets you even more excited. But I'm not trying to denigrate what you do, because what you do is
I have a full awareness of what May is in the NFL.
Of course you do.
Yes.
I'm trying to get Dan back to his time covering the team, understanding what May is in the NFL.
I get
it's
it.
This.
I didn't want to see that. I would say, it's possible. He could really drop
so
it into coverage.
If you really,
I don't even want him doing it in practice.
If you really want to roll up your sleeves on this and think about what's ahead, the important takeaway is there is an unknown element of this defense that would have been really great for the Bears to not have to go through. You know, there's an unknown element about play calling and strategy, and man, that group was good as it was last year.
Yeah,
and they didn't. Plan A was not to change defensive coordinators.
And if Parkey makes that kick, the Broncos hire Mike Munchak.
There you go. So, and that's the takeaway. And we'll just have to wait and see how all this plays out. You know, you could really talk about not just Mac, Floyd, because Leonard Floyd is the guy they need to get going. You know, sacking the quarterback and being a top 10 pick. We'll see how they use him.
But they've already made that financial commitment to him.
Oh, yeah.
They gave him a significant raise. And I thought that he played really well in the second half of the season. It was enjoyable to watch all of that faith that people had in him as a player kind of show itself once his hand got better.
And that was it, the hand. It helped him a lot to get past it. And so, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
One thing you have to make sure you do, Lawrence, have Rich show you the video of his 18-month-old
son? It's coming up on 16 months.
16-month-old son saying his first word.
What is it? Or you're not, don't you know what to say? You don't tell
well,
the
world. Well, we already talked about it. His first word was Google.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, we have a Google Home, and we ask
you speak
it.
To Google.
We
okay.
speak to Google, and it sings him happy birthday, and it tells him animal sounds, and he just loves it. And that's the only word he knows. Is he just yells at this inanimate object on the table, on the kitchen counter. He just yells at it because he wants.
Well, the video, he likes hearing the song Happy Birthday.
Yeah, I'll show it to you.
And he shows me the video where the song ends. And of course, like any little kid, again, because they never can get enough of the thing that they like. So, but instead of saying again, which my son at least learned very early, he leans over toward the thing and says Google. And when Rich activates it for him, the moment of recognition on his son's face between, like, the thing that makes me happy is about to arrive. Like, he knows it. Like, once the little lag moment in between the words Google Play Happy Birthday, he's like, just he's ecstatic just waiting for it.
That's how these companies make their money, man. They're just all tapped into our dopamine reserves,
yes,
and
they
just
is.
Get us going.
I mean, that's what we're doing on Twitter, and that's what the likes are about, and Instagram. What I find fascinating about it is that his first word wasn't even a word until,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
that's
it wasn't even
word.
A word.
Well, it was. It just wasn't spelled that way. It was G-O-O-G-O-L, which is what it's a one with. Was 100,000 zero? It's a number.
Googleplex, right? Isn't that what?
Or Google.
Googleplex?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The spelling it the way they did, it was just a change to the word Google, which was the highest known defined number.
I didn't know that that was where they got that.
Yeah.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh, my God. I love those guys. They're insane. How was your maiden voyage with this guy?
Very fun. Packed, like we said.
Liar.
Hey. Come on, he's allowed to land.
And I enjoy talking Bears after every game. Last year we did it on Mondays, and you know, a lot of fun breaking down smart, you know, intellectual thinkers about the Bears, because you got to separate it a little bit from Cody Parkey missed a kick.
Yeah,
and you
got to
figure out how they get
but
there.
I'm that too.
I know, but that's what
that's me during the game.
But see, there has to be that, because then you get all of it. So I like it. Yeah, it's not necessarily my maiden voyage. But yeah, I got to a lot. Cubs and, you know, a lot of baseball talk and the NBA finals as well.
I'm looking at the rundown for today, and like, we gotta juggle so much in today's show in the 2 hours.
And you might have breaking news from Springfield,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. I mean, there might be breaking news on a lot of different subjects. From you got the pot bill, you got 690, you got all sorts of stuff going on down there. Plus, I mean, who knows what happens in City Hall today? Not that Joe's covering that, but
meanwhile,
I'm just saying.
She is a bad ass.
Yeah. Well,
that was awesome. That stuff with Ed Burke. Like, yeah, when I want to hear from you, I'll call on you. Sit your ass down.
Look, here's my deal with Ed Burke. And I don't even want to get into the politics of it. I'm going to ask you both. Because, Rich, you've been here long enough now to know how Chicago politics works.
Enough to tune it out.
Good man. If we were doing a movie, and I said to you, I would like a shady alderman character, and then I showed you a picture of Ed Burke, wouldn't you go, hey, we got our guy.
Yeah.
That's him right there.
Do you remember the scene in The Untouchables when the alderman walks in with literally the pack of money in his coat? He goes, what is that, you guys? You won't take the bribe. He's like, what is it, you guys? You guys are untouchable? That was Del Close.
Really?
That was the father of Chicago improv, Del Close. Was that? I don't remember if he was what he was an alderman or what his title was, but that's what I picture.
Well, it's either that or the detective that was too schutzy in The Fugitive. That was an actual Chicago
cop.
Detective.
Yeah, both of the one guy's like, did you get a good look at him? The guy, the skinny guy with the mustache. I know he was a detective forever.
Him. Yeah. I mean, it'd be either Ed Burke or that guy, and you go, oh, shady Chicago alderman. Got it. Let's get this movie and do it. This is going to be great.
This guy's ours.
That's right, Campy. Nice. He is telling you point blank that there's going to be a problem when they get to him. They're not going to let the feds have him.
The casting photo is on the cover of the Sun-Times right now. He's got an upside-down smile right on his face.
I give him credit for the headline. I grudgingly give him their tabloid due with Racket Man. Okay.
I enjoyed seeing Ed Burke. He walked. There's a great B-roll of him walking out with a incredible suit, the cufflinks, and then like a hat. And I'm just going, oh, yeah, you're totally guilty. You're totally look like the guy that maybe did something wrong. But it's been fascinating to watch all of it. And the stuff that Joe's doing, Joe is so intertwined with the way that sports betting is going. He's been ahead of the curve for a long time in covering this stuff. I'm curious to see if they get anything done, or he has said in the past, I don't know what he told you guys, but
he said they're optimistic right now. He said it sounds like the outlook is rosier than it was.
But he said in the past that he would prefer that they wait instead of rushing something bad through.
His tone when we talked to him within the last hour seemed satisfied with what exists, and to the point about mobile, because it's all about the phones, is that you can't wait. As long as the bill has mobile, and that's a part that is up for debate, whether mobile will be a part of this.
Licenses or more licenses, right, for online and mobile. Right.
Well, that's the stuff that the AAF was trying to do. One of the biggest things about the AAF is that they wanted to have, they felt that they had the groundwork and the framework for the technology to bet plays, to bet. Oh, well,
the American Alliance of Football.
Yeah,
yeah, that's why this guy Dundon was giving them all that money. It had nothing to do with football. He just wanted the app.
And so I think that's probably where we're going, and the leagues are going to try to get ahead of it. But, like, just think about, is Pascal Siakam going to hit this free throw? Bet a dollar. You know, that's kind of where they were going with the tech. And once you open the gates, I'm curious to see if there will be anyone who's in charge of closing the gates on this.
Well, there will be somebody at the gates taking a cut. They're not going to close anything. Somebody's going to be at the gate charging you a cover, whether or not they work for the place or not.
Well, gentlemen, have a wonderful weekend. Rich, it's good to see you. I'll see you Monday, right?
We'll be at Smoke Daddy. Yeah, we'll have a great time. Uh-huh. Yeah, we just made the same sounds. Uh-huh.
I think I might stick around and eat this time. I didn't last time. I think I'm going to do that and just kind of take in the neighborhood a little bit.
Or show up early and have breakfast.
No, I don't usually do like the heavy meal before a show.
I don't either.
But then after the show, I can let loose a little bit. That'd be a good thing.
I made the mistake of weighing myself after bad.
So are you 164.2?
No, I was considerably more, but I lost 5 pounds at the gym.
He does this every day, Rich. He has to be 163 pounds every day.
Under 164.
Or under 164. He won't leave.
Won't leave the gym.
I'll sit in the sauna and the steam room.
Do you have a pair of hair clippers there as well?
No, I just...
just in case you got to cut that way, trash bag.
I bring crossword puzzles into the sauna.
Just sweat it out.
I'm going to do them anyway. I can just do them there.
Sweat them out.
Yep. Sure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.